Hello friends, and welcome to this Lenten reflection of Palm Sunday, presented and produced by myself, Father Tom Casey, of the Society of African Missions, otherwise known as the SMA, and from the SMA Media Center in Dola. This is the beginning of Holy Week. This is Palm Sunday. This is the day when we recall two separate but connected events. The triumphant entry of Jesus to Jerusalem, and then later, the passion of Jesus. In other words, his sufferings and death. Also, Jerusalem is swelling with people from all over the Jewish world who have come to celebrate the Pasch. And it is extraordinary that later he is condemned to death through the cries of, "Crucify him!" Hard to believe that the people could be turned against one who was so popular. Obviously, the connivance of the Jewish leaders helped to condemn him, so that only a few friends remained anyway closer to him in his hour of greatest need. For all intents and purposes, he was alone except for his Father in heaven. So during the procession with the palms, we must be aware that we too turn against Jesus with our sinfulness, and so it's a time for asking for forgiveness. The songs that we sing during the procession should be of a repentance nature. We too praise him as our King, and then later, with our sins, we say, "Crucify him." Of course, this is all part of a divine plan, and the people involved in the seemingly tragic events were acting according to the divine plan. All are still capable of being forgiven, and in a sense, we are part of the crowd that condemned him. He is physically suffering and is so badly hurt that he no longer looks human. Because in Isaiah chapter 52 verse 14 it reads, and I quote, "As many were astonished at him, his appearance was so marred, beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the sons of men." End of quote. I don't think the readings are intended to make us horrified and also to be so sad at the physical sufferings. Of course, humanly speaking, that is so. We are humans and are horrified with violence done to any individual or even an animal. But it's not to invoke our pity at these events, but our willingness to be part of the self-sacrifice of Jesus, and that we are capable of self-sacrifices in our attempts to imitate Jesus in his tremendous love for the Father. From inside the Vatican, Pope Francis shares this message at Mass on Friday morning, the 30th of October, in the chapel of Santa Marta. And I quote him, "God's compassion is not pity. The two things have nothing to do with each other. In fact, I can feel sorry for a little dog who is dying or about a situation, and I can feel sorry for a person. I feel sorry. I'm sorry that this is happening," we may say or think. Instead, God's compassion is to place himself in the difficulty, to put himself in the situation of the other, with his fatherly heart. And this is why he sent his Son. End of quote. So compassion and pity have nothing to do with each other. We are not to have pity on the sufferings that Jesus is going through. We must have compassion. In other words, we must be prepared to enter into the difficulty. Join our difficulties with Jesus' difficulties and travel with him through this Holy Week. And we too must place ourselves in the position of Jesus and his sufferings, and to pray for the graces to imitate him in love for God and our fellow human beings. That's the central message. Our participation, our compassion being evoked through these events. Can we do it as well as Jesus? And we know we can't. But we can if we allow him to be Lord and Master of our souls. Look at the martyrs that are so many in the Catholic Church who have done precisely just that. They have imitated Jesus in their self-sacrifice. Also, we see that Jesus knows that the disciples and apostles will be tested during the coming events, the betrayal of Judas, the denials of Peter, the fact that they will all run away. Yes, we know John stayed with Jesus' mother, but it was a terrific disappointment, the whole thing, and it was a flop from an onlooker's point of view. This was a disaster, seemingly. Remember also the cross was a scandalous way to be executed. Apart from the brutality of it, it was a shame to be crucified. It was a death reserved for criminals of the worst kind. This is why the story of the cross in the early church is so amazing. The church was a community that was able to embrace Christ even in the shame of the cross, and was even able to see beauty in the mists of the grotesque. A quotation from Billy Kangas, January the 31st, 2012. Jesus is tempted by the devil again in the agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, that the time for darkness has come. But the power of God will bring about the reign of the Son of Man. We then hear the details of his mock trial, scourgings, and condemnation by everyone in that fateful square, as Pilate made a poor attempt to persuade the people to stop their evil plot. Again, even he can't prevent God's plan. And we go all the way up there to the top of Calvary, Golgotha, and see him crucified and raised up in what is his finest hours, and in the finest hours that the world has ever known, and has begun to see its depth and height and mystery, which mystifies us even yet. All we know is that after this will come resurrection, and we wait for those 3 days. Come and pray with your parish this week. May this be a holy week for you and your families. If you want to make a comment, please send to smamediaindola@gmail.com, all lowercase and all one word, and I spell it out for you. smamediaindola@gmail.com. Your comments would be greatly appreciated. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and wishing you a happy and joyful Lenten period.